Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Daniels. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Benny Daniels. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keogh. The throw from Narragon and he is safe. Keogh steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naragon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cotier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier strikes out. One out. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keogh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Keogh reaches second base with a double. Daniels moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zipfel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhaals strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Naragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naragon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Naragon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Naragon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly strikes out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cottier hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Daniels hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasquale takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of King. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Tuttle scores. Pasquale moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pasquale scores. Verhals scores. It's 6-2, Twins. Mike Garcia now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Green steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zipfel hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. King reaches second base with a double. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. King moves to third. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Twins. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cottier takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Gene Green pinch hits for Dale Long. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Cottier moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keogh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Keogh reaches third base with a triple. Cottier scores. Green goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Senators. Bert Cueto now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Sisler now pitching. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Narragón hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of King. Narragón reaches second base with a double. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Becker pinch hits for Bert Cueto. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Narragón scores. Lepsio moves to third. It's Senators, 7, Twins, 7. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Becker moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lepsio scores. Becker scores. Green moves to second. It's 9-7, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of King. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Green scores. It's 10-7, Twins. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Julio Becker now playing first base. Harmon Killebrew now playing third base. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zipfel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Zipfel reaches second base with a double. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zipfel moves to third. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker scoops it up and throws to first, with Plyce covering, for the out. Zipfel scores. Two outs. It's 10-8, Twins. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Senators 8. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Plyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plyce hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Narragón hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lepsio strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Senators 8. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Plyce juggles the ball. That's an error on Plyce. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cotter hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bright pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daly moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Senators 8. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Burnside now pitching. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Senators 8. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Jim King. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tasby moves to third. Kootville pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Danny O'Connell pinch hits for Billy Klaus. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tasby scores. Veal moves to third. It's 10-9, Twins. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Pete Daly. Ray Moore now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cottier strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Washington Senators, 9. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.